This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Still over 120,000 customers without power from Hurricane Francine in Louisiana. Energy Louisiana Vice President of Customer Service Michelle Borg says with manpower quadrupled, crews have been very effective so far in restoring power.
By September 16th, we estimate that most Energy Louisiana customers will be fully restored from power outages directly relating to the storm.
She says residents in St. Bernard, St. Martin, and Plaquemine Parish should be restored today. A Downsville Community Charter School PE teacher was arrested Thursday after allegedly threatening a third-grade class. Union Parish Sheriff's investigators say 70-year-old Robert Mitchum became angry. He told students he had bullets for his gun and he would bring it to school and shoot, adding some of the school's students would not survive. Sheriff Dusty Gates said they have to take threats like this seriously. He was arrested. Mitchum told authorities he was overwhelmed and wanted to say something to settle the children down. LSU's at South Carolina tomorrow. The Tigers have not got their game on track quite yet, but offensive tackle Emory Jones says it is a point of emphasis.
We're going into it ready to fight and claw, you know, to go get those rushing yards. You know, I feel like the rushing yard has been down, but I feel like, you know, every guy in that room knows what the problem is, and I feel like we're all addressing it day by day and getting 1% better at it.
And Vic the Demon had a long night last night as South Alabama beat Northwestern in football 87-10.